In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 11, this is letter number 3592, Baruch Hashem, dated Aleph Derech Chodesh Tammuz Tavshin Tazva, Brooklyn Sholem Uvracha, ... Now, apparently he was questioning if women have to cover their hair, how come girls do not have to cover their hair? What is the halacha, and what is the source that girls, unmarried girls, do not cover their hair? So the Rebbe referenced him that it's a very clearly articulated in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, in the section of Or HaChaim, in chapter, in the Siman Ayin Hei 75. And the Rebbe further says to look into the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezra, in chapter 21, Siv Beis. Okay, so that's where the halacha comes from. But what's the reason for the difference that married women have to cover their hair and unmarried women not? What's the source for the difference? Why should there be a difference? So the Rebbe brings down from the Gemara Ksubas Amud Beis that over there it talks about the laws of a sota, a woman who was suspected of having an affair, and the process that the Torah describes in the portion of Nosai. So over there the Torah says that you should uncover the head of the woman. So that woman over there in that verse is talking about a married woman, because there was an issue. The Pasuk says over there that the husband had said to her not to go into seclusion with a certain man, and she didn't listen. So there's the process in the Torah, but it says over there, uncover the head of the woman. And this is specifically, which is supposed to mean that normally it's covered and we uncover it. And this verse is talking about a married woman. It's not talking about a unmarried woman. And therefore, this covering is only with regards to a married woman and not by a unmarried woman. But the main thing, the Rebbe said, that's one thing. But the main thing is, the Rebbe says this is similar to what we find in the introduction to the commentary of the Mishnayos to the Rambam. The Rambam writes over there that in matters that are tradition from generation to generation, that means that it keeps on going on back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav HaShalom. So the Rambam writes there, you cannot have a disagreement in these cases, because nobody came up all of a sudden and changed the rules. So if this is the tradition, it cannot be a disagreement. And he also references Yerushalmi Psochim over there, where it says that things that are known, you should be able to follow the way it has been the tradition. So the Rebbe says the same thing applies. We see this has been the tradition of the unmarried woman from generation to generation. They've never covered their hair. And the Rebbe also brings the opinion of Rebbe Yishmael from the Sifri. There is sort of a hint in the Pasuk that the unmarried women don't cover their hair. So the Rebbe brings down this as a reason. A, the source of the Pasuk talks about a married woman, and by tradition this is the way it was done, so we know that this is not something that can be changed, because This goes back all the ways to tradition, and that's why we accept that. The Rebbe gives another reason, the inner reason on the revealed level. It says that the covering of the head by a woman comes as a punishment for the sin of the Eitz Hadas. The Rebbe brings down from the Gemara in Erevin, page 100b, that she provided the fruit from the tree to her husband, and she stumbled her husband, and that is the covering of the hair is sort of a penalty for that, and therefore it only applies to a married woman and not by an unmarried woman. And that would be like, you know, why are all married women penalized for what she did? But that's the way it comes out according to the Gemara for learning of the reasons over there. Now, so one could act also this whole idea. The Gemara says that's why women cover their hair. The Gemara says that's why also women have to deal with their menstrual period is also because of the Chet Eitz Hadas. So the Rebbe says, so if the difference is that it only applies to married women, so why do unmarried women, why do they have to deal with the menstrual period if it comes as a punishment? The Rebbe says that's not a question, because that's something which is in the nature of the body. But here we're talking about covering the hair, which is not a natural phenomenon. It's something to do. So the Rebbe Zifra says this would only apply to the married woman and not to the unmarried woman. So this is various different sources and explanation for the distinction between covering of the hair from a married woman and unmarried woman.